You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the upcoming week. Be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So, this week, we are about to have a total lunar eclipse in Leo. And that is really the big, big news of the week. And you've probably definitely been feeling it, probably definitely. It's possible, for sure, that you have been feeling it for probably a week or so. And especially the more sensitive you are, the more likely you will be to feel it. And eclipses are known to, it's actually going to be on the 31st on the Pacific coast. It's going to be on the 31st at 5:27 a.m. So you can actually start to see the eclipse happening at about 10 to 3 a.m., as long as it's clear where you are. And usually anywhere that there is night sky, you can see the eclipse. So different places have, you know, they don't have it for as long, but most of the world can actually see it at some point. So it is, it's definitely a dramatic, well, the Leo energy is there. So there's this real need to be leading from the heart and be who you really are and connecting with others in a very heartfelt way and expressing yourself in a heartfelt way. So it can be a time, eclipses are like windows. So the lunar eclipse is now, and then in 2 weeks, there's a solar eclipse in Aquarius. So they're like bookends for each other. And they bring to light things that need to change. And often things will change. Like that's the windows where babies are born and people die. And like, it's quite significant, the stuff that goes down when there's an eclipse. And in the old timey times, before we had as much as we do in technologically to try to understand what was going on, eclipses brought a lot of fear and hesitation and anxiety, because they would actually often notice that bad shit went down when there was an eclipse. There was like, also there's good stuff that can happen, but when you've seen the bad stuff happen too, it can bring a lot of anxiety up. So you might be feeling that. This could be, you could even be tapping into the anxieties of just the whole collective right now, especially if you feel more anxious or more, I feel like it's like a good feeling. You can feel doomy, where you're wondering what sort of terrible event is going to occur around the next corner, which is not that much fun to feel. And you know, sometimes terrible events do occur and they don't make any sense, and they're random, you know, random acts of violence and explosions and plane crashes and like all the terrible stuff that goes down, and we all see it. We're all, you know, shown through the news and media, like all plane crashes and serial killers. And it's definitely a time where those sorts of anxieties can be dramatized. So, you know, if you do happen to be feeling extra anxious or going through a period of fear or worry, just try and talk yourself down from it, because it is, until you're in the very moment and something bad happens, there's really nothing that you can do. Like, worrying about it will just waste your life. So it's really good to just kind of feel the feelings of fear or anxiety or whatever might be coming up for you, and know that you can just kind of release it. Talk yourself down from it. Tell yourself you're okay in this very moment. If you breathe in and just kind of relax yourself and know that you're safe and know that you're okay. And maybe take some flower remedies, or really gentle, wonderful ways to address specific emotional states. And I don't know if you're familiar with flower remedies, but the Bach flower remedies, those are the ones I use the most. There's other ones I'm sure are fabulous too, but they're the ones I've really studied. And Dr. Bach actually gave up his whole career as a doctor to find something on the planet that was going to be supportive and healing to the emotional body, which he believed had a lot to do, the psyche and the emotional body, with why illnesses occurred in the first place. So he went out into the world and found plants that resonated with the 38 different emotional states, and then made these plants into little tinctures, which like can harmonize your emotional body. So if you're very emotional and you want to avoid pharmaceuticals, like you definitely should, then you can get yourself like a box remedy. There's Mimilis is for fear and unwanted thoughts. And there's just, imagine there's 38 different ones to address different things. So depending on what your issues are, you should Google it and see if you can come up with something that might be helpful and healing to you when you're feeling super anxious. Because I'm sure like the anxieties and fears that people feel is the kind of thing that drives them to, you know, escapism and drinking and drugs and spending too much money and running from themselves. So if you can kind of be able to be strong enough to sit with the anxiety and the fear that comes up and kind of talk yourself through it, and with a little help of a flower remedy, or even crystals are very gentle and supportive, that like help ground you and make you feel safe. So even something like that can be really good to help you deal with any sort of unwanted feelings without getting yourself hooked on something that is hard to get off of. So consider that if you are in the difficult side of this eclipse and feeling emotions that are difficult. But the other side of it is when we release what is no longer necessary in our lives, then there's a whole new door that opens up, a whole new window of opportunity. So there's a mix of kind of like excitement in the air, but also kind of a sadness because you're letting something go or you're having to release something. So, it, you know, you got to kind of go easy on yourself. Hopefully, if you are letting go of something, you can see why and you can understand why. And that somehow makes things so much easier to let go of when you don't really want to. It's also such a good time with this. It's the Leo energy. And you probably, if you can think back to August of this year, you can kind of see what you might have had going on that relates to this Leo energy. So it's an eclipse that's connected to the one that was in August. So if you can be conscious of what was going on and what you're trying to create in your life, there's a real creative flavor with the Leo being the ruler, and Leo rules the heart in the circulatory system. So if you need to come from your authentic self and do what you need to do to make your own self happy and feel joyful and playful, because Leo can tap you into the joy on the planet and the playfulness and the fun and the beauty and the ease. If you look at a lion, they enjoy lying around and lying in the sun and just doing nothing at all. They're kind of ultimately lazy, sort of relaxed creatures. So there is the ability to tap into this sort of restful, contented place with this Leo energy. So if you can tap into that or call it in, because who doesn't want some relaxation and some being able to be at ease? That's another thing that Leo can really learn to be at ease very naturally. It also, on the same day, Mercury will be going into Aquarius, which is the opposite of the moon. So Aquarius and Leo are opposites. But it'll give Mercury a really... It's a kind of a joyful, happy place for Mercury to be because it can move really fast in Aquarius and ideas come and it's just less ponderous and like burdened with responsibility in Aquarius than it was when it was traveling through Capricorn. So it's nice to just kind of like let go of all the weighty concerns of the earth plane that Capricorn really takes on and get into the idea world and the world where you can, you know, imagine like Elon Musk creating these spaceships and going to Mars and like doing all this, like that is vision. So you can actually, the Aquarian energy does allow us to have real vision. So do tap into what you might want to create. And even just being open to the ideas that are coming to you right now, you might find that there's an increase of ideas like just coming at you, which is exciting, but also you need to be able to know which ones are a priority and which ones are worth focusing on. And otherwise, you just fritter away your energy, not really knowing what to focus on. It is a definite time, like the releasing part can be difficult with the eclipses, the anxieties that seem to be stirred. And I do think because there's such a pull, it's the super, super full moon, which means it's very close to the earth. So the pull that it has on the earth at this time is stronger than usual. So it can create symptoms of like real sleepiness, like short-temperedness, very weepy and emotional that can happen. Just being very sort of like everything seems heightened, which is not entirely comfortable, especially if you're already a really emotional character. So be aware that you, if you can like make drink lots of water and even make sure drink warm lemon water will help clear out the toxins from your liver and keep the like the system clear and flowing, which will help because of all this, like the moon is pulling on your energy. It would help if you had some clean fluids flowing through your veins and your circulatory system. Just help you feel clean and clear and healthy and strong. Because it is a really creative time. And if you can let go of what needs letting go of, you can start to see what it is you want to create or how that's going to happen. So it's never, you know, nothing leaves your life unless something better is coming. So think of it that way, even though it's really hard sometimes. And it's possible that, you know, you haven't gotten to the point where you can believe that or see that something else wonderful does come when you let something go. It's actually also that same day there's an opposition between the moon and Venus, which is why I think it could have to do with relationships breaking up. It could have to do with, again, old relationships leaving, and then you can see the new ones coming in. There's a switching up of the storyline during the eclipses. It's points in time where change really does happen. So it's very potent. It's definitely worth being very present and conscious, and at least, you know, keeping a journal about what's going on and what you want to create and what you're dealing with emotionally, because putting things to rest, being clear about what's going on in your mind will also be really helpful. You know, if you have to write it down in a little story, or even if you do, because it's the Leo energy, so it's quite dramatic. If you were to write out what you want to let go of, whatever that might be, like especially, you know, bad habits or procrastination or things that stop you from really living your full potential, that's a good thing to want to get rid of right now. And you write it down, and then you can have a little fire and burn it. And you should be safe about having the fire, obviously. Like, you know, I remember when I was like 27 and I was living in Japan, and I had written these notebooks full of affirmations. I was very focused on my affirmations and had all these affirmations. And I thought, for the full moon, I'm going to burn them all and send them off to the universe. And I was sitting, I had a room in the house I was living in that was like a yoga room, and it had this beautiful carpet that we'd found in what was called a gomi pile, which is just at the end of every month, Japanese people would bring all the furniture and things they didn't want and just leave it at the end of the road. And we furnished our entire home from this wonderful pile. But I had this really lovely rug, and I was sitting on it, and I had like a soup pot, and I put my affirmations in it, and I was going to burn them. And this was wonderful. And I remember sitting there thinking, I'm a grown up now. Nobody can tell me I can't have a fire in the house. And I was really pleased about this. This was like, you know, when it finally at 27, I was like, this is great being a grown up, having your own place. I'd been out on my own since I was 18, but finally I was appreciating it. And so I lit them up, and they burnt, and they had those colorful ink sending pretty flames into the air. And then I started to smell something burning, and I realized that the pot had gotten so hot that it melted this big burn hole in the carpet. And it was a beautiful carpet. It was like, oh, I felt like such an idiot. So yeah, it was a real slap in the face that maybe I wasn't ready to be on my own and not have someone to tell me not to have a fire in the house. But I did feel good about getting the affirmations out there. And I used to just put a pillow over the big round soup pot burn hole in the rug until I left. So note to self, don't wreck something you love because you're super happy you can have a fire in the house. That is something you could do. Well, obviously not burning a hole in your carpet, but having some sort of fire ritual. It would be really powerful with this Leo because it's ruled by the sun, right? So some sort of connection to the sun, or burning away the things you want to release, and, you know, just be fire safe about it. And I think it's a lovely way of like signifying to the subconscious and to your deeper and higher self that you're done with it and you're moving on. So that's the opportunity that's around right now. And with Venus, or with Mercury moving into Aquarius this week too, the same day, it's again, our minds are going to be really like sharp and open and quick and fast and able to see solutions to things we didn't see before. Very forward-thinking, non-emotional, non-attached type of energy, which is great for Mercury because it's ruled by, it's like an air sign, right? So I'm just going to switch my page here. So that's kind of the really big news this week. The other thing that's going on too is on the 2nd, we have Groundhog Day here in North America. And it's basically the halftime point of winter. So if you've gotten this far, you can keep going, especially if you're somewhere sunny like Mexico. But even if you're not somewhere sunny, you're already halfway done. And there's only like 6 more weeks or so before spring will make itself known. And that's what the whole Groundhog Day thing is, right? If the groundhog sees his shadow, then there's like 6 more, or there's more going to be more winter. And if he doesn't, you know, I've been around a long time. I should actually know what this story is all about. I guess I've never really taken it that seriously. But it is Groundhog Day, so you can see whether spring is, that's what they say. And I wonder what the odds are for the success rate of this groundhog. I know I've never really thought about it. But it'd be interesting to see what kind of accuracy this groundhog has, why we're all watching it when there's a whole day to celebrate it. So, but do keep in mind that it is halfway through, and you've probably, it's a good time to, you know, be careful with your health and make sure you give yourself nourishing soups and stews and things still that keep you warm if you're in a colder climate. And if not, again, just make sure that you've got lots of greens and stuff that help process toxins in your system. Because it's like, you know, our bodies are like, we're driving them for the rest of our incarnation here. And so we've got to do the regular maintenance if we want it to all end well, or at least end comfortably. So I think that that is probably the big news. There is actually, you know, there is, I guess Saturday has some big news between Venus and Jupiter. And that could be like some sort of, Jupiter expands everything and Venus is how we relate to the world, how we, what we value in our relationship. So it could be with a square, it could be difficult. It could be blowing up some kind of problem in a relationship. Or it could be, you know, just expanding the sense of the importance of the relationship, or that there's some element that's important that you need to be conscious of right now. There is a Mercury sextile Mars connection earlier that day that actually is will help, I think, with the communication and the energy and the drive it needs to overcome the problem. So that's a good sign. So it depends on, you know, whether you're letting go or you're working things out. But it is a period, like, don't be surprised that if you do end up letting go of whatever you need to right now, and be willing to let go of it too, because it really is worth it in the end when you have all your energy to create what's really on your higher path and what'll be for your greater good. So just trust that that's what's going on if something that seems really important leaves right now. And you be like, it's very likely because the energy of the, there's the South Node there, the energy that you give back to the South Node kind of gives the energy to the North Node, which is what we're evolving into. So you should always be able to see the beginning and the end, and even sometimes the end in the beginning. So that's it. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at www.hilaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Many blessings for a very purposeful, abundant, healthful Leo lunar eclipse.